painting to photography, from beadwork to woodworking. KQAL-FM on the campus of Winona State University presents Artbeat. Artbeat highlights the work and accomplishments of local artists from in and around Winona. Support for Artbeat is made possible by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.
On the evening of Monday, August 30th, Winona State University had two special guests on campus. Stuart Pimsler, the artistic co-director of the Stuart Pimsler Dance and Theater Company of Minneapolis, was here with company member Carrie Moselle. We had the privilege of interviewing Stuart while he was conducting auditions for Dancecape 2011. The Stuart Pimsler Dance and Theater Company will be offering a residency program for the week of October 24th through the 30th. Selected students will be using this time to rehearse with Stuart and company, creating a piece to be performed at Dancecape 2011 next February. In addition to the Stuart Pimsler Dance and Theater Residency Program, the company will be here for a special performance entitled The Ends of Love. The piece will be performed Friday, October 29th at 7:30 p.m. on the Performing Arts Main Stage at Winona State University. We now go to our interview with Stuart Pimsler. You're listening to Artbeat on KQAL.
I'm Stuart Pimsler, and I'm the artistic co-director of Stuart Pimsler Dance and Theater, and we're based in Minneapolis.
How long have you developed your dance theater company for?
Artistic co-director since 1979. We were based in New York City, and we're now been based in Minneapolis since 2000.
What brings you to Winona?
Fortunately, we were the recipients of funding through the Arts and Legacy program at the Minnesota State Arts Board, which is allowing us to tour this year and next year to 9 different communities, including colleges around the state of Minnesota. And Winona State was one of them.
And what exactly will you be doing with the students this year?
We're going to be here in residence. We'll be teaching the students in a variety of classes in the dance and theater program, and we'll be setting a new work, and we'll also be working in the community of Winona. That's a very important part of our work when we're on tour.
And what's your inspiration for this year for the dance you're going to be creating with the students?
My inspiration are the students. I have absolutely no idea what I'll be making on the students as yet. Tonight was sort of just a trying out to see their ability, to see about their backgrounds, to find out their talents. I'll be thinking about this when I come back in preparation, and we'll see what happens.
And what's the length of time you'll be working with the students?
We'll have 1 week, which is not a very long time to work.
Mm-hmm.
But we'll make something stupendous.
And have you done this before with other schools?
Many, in this country and abroad.
What's your favorite part of working?
I love just not knowing what's going to happen and seeing where an idea and the sort of willingness of the people we're working with, how that sort of comes together and where it winds up. And I just love being surprised.
And what got you interested in dance? When did you start with that whole?
This could take up an entire radio program into the next day. I grew up in New York City, not far from where you lived, in Washington Heights. And the only dance that I knew growing up was ballroom dancing. I didn't know anything about concert dance. And I went away to college as an English major and started dating a dancer. And so I started going to dance concerts, but I still didn't take dance, but it interested me purely from a physical place because I'd always been an athlete growing up. And I graduated as an English major and went to law school. And in law school, my second year of law school, where I was miserable and I didn't think I really wanted to be a lawyer, I decided I needed some change, so I walked into a dance class. And that was it. I took the bar in New York, passed the bar, and that was the end of that part of my life. And then I continued to study dance. I eventually got a Master's of Fine Arts in Dance at Connecticut College, came back to New York and formed my company, and it's not been a direct route. It's been circuitous getting to where I am.
That's a huge change.
Big
from
change.
Law.
Big change.
What did your parents say about that?
Well, they were confused, but luckily I didn't have any financial obligation to them. I had put myself through school, so I didn't have to worry about them guilting me, and it was just dealing with their opinion, and I think there was eventually acceptance, although I'm not sure.
What has been the biggest learning experience for you?
That's a really good question, the biggest learning experience. I'd have to say that it has to do with Americans, and I say this because I've performed in other countries, and I don't think it's the case in other countries, Americans have a literalness, a desire to have to know exactly what everything means in order to enjoy something. And I think that's that becomes a challenge when you're in a field, as an artist in this country, it's a challenge because it gets you to question how much you really want to tell somebody, if that means that you're going to perhaps be more understood. And that's been a really interesting sort of dilemma. How much do I really want somebody to know about something if it means that perhaps something will be better understood? And I'm always sort of balancing that. I mean, sometimes I'll make something that is very specific and, you know, has a literalness to it. And sometimes it's driven more by sort of the emotional place of it, which is clear to me but may not be as knowing to the audience. And I don't, you know, say that, and I care. I want an audience to sort of feel something. But Americans really have this desire, and I think more and more as we become more information-driven, I think that gets increased more because they're used to knowing and they want to know a lot. And that's not necessarily a bad thing, but sometimes in art it doesn't often sort of play itself out like that.
They're trying to read too much into it and take it concretely instead of contextually is what you're saying,
yeah.
Pretty much. Yeah. Would you say that's like one of your most challenging aspects as well?
Well, one of them. You know, one of them. I mean, there's many challenges, but yeah, I think that's one in particular that I think of right now.
When you look at the art scene that you're involved in New York City, and you look at the art scene here in the Twin Cities area, what is it that you love? I mean, do you love Minnesota more for its art scene, or is it a little bit of give and take? What have you experienced that's different that you've really grasped onto?
The thing that I've experienced is I don't think Minnesotans have a very good image, you know, a sense of themselves. I think they're always, whenever I tell my story about where I came from, I hear somebody say, why'd you come to Minnesota? You know, why don't you stay in New York? And I mean, my experience as an artist has been no different here. Well, it has been different. We've gotten much more support being here because there's less artists here, and I think you're more able to have a life here. In New York, there's just a lot of everything, and that doesn't mean it's better. There's just a lot of it.
Yeah, it gets hard to sift through what you want to actually see or do.
Right. It also becomes hard sometimes to hear your own voice in New York because there's so much around you. You know.
Right. Is there anything else you want to add?
No, I just hope that people will consider coming to our show when we're here, and which is October 29th. Thank you. At 7:30, Friday night, October 29th, 7:30. I hope they'll come to our show, and then I hope they'll come and see the Dancecape in February. Not only just to see the work we'll be making, but to see everybody else's work.
One more thing. If you knew that somebody felt like they had the spirit and they wanted to dance, what kind of advice would you give them?
You know, my daughter just went to college, and she's wanting to be a dancer. She's thinking about it. And I say to her, because I think there's a lot of pressure these days to decide early on what you want to be. And I said to her just to allow herself to dream about what it is that she thinks she would like to do. And so I'd say that to anybody that has aspirations to just give it a shot. You know, you pass through one time and it happens quickly. And I think it's, you know, sad to have regrets later on. So I would just say, try it. You know, especially while you're young, just try something.
A big thank you to Stuart Pimsler of the Stuart Pimsler Dance and Theater Company from Minneapolis for taking the time out to talk to us about his art of dance and his participation in Dancecape 2011 with Winona State University. If you're in town, make sure you attend the Stuart Pimsler Dance Theater performance of The Ends of Love, being performed right here at Winona State University on the Performing Arts Center main stage at 7:30 p.m. Friday, October 29th. You've been listening to Art Beat on KQAL.
Art Beat is written and produced by KQAL-FM on the campus of Winona State University. Visit us on the web at kqal.org.